this bill is looking for matching funds along with federal funds and the state of Washington. The amendments before us specify where the funds, that the funds are to pay for the studying, the feasibility study of the Lower Columbia River Estuary Habitat Project. It identifies where those funds are going to be placed in the Department of Economic and Community Development, and it specifies that the director not request those funds until Congress and the state of Washington have authorized their share of those costs also. Follow up, this does have a prior reference to Ways and Means. It does have a fiscal impact of $750,000.
And we are in work session, colleagues, and there are a couple of points that have come up, or one point that has come up before that was raised by Representative Cruz, and that was in relationship to whether or not OWEB could have funded this. At the present time, Representative Cruz, on more careful examination, the answer to your question is no, they couldn't have. However, had that been in the governor's budget. However, had that been in the governor's budget, then it could have been. It's not something that's outside of the jurisdiction of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. It is, at this particular time, outside of the realm of possibility because it wasn't initially installed.
Representative Cruz, I knew that this would probably produce a response.
Well, and thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the ability to respond here. So, really, the only reason that we are saying it can't be part of OEB is because it's not in the governor's budget, and yet the governor's budget is not the final budget, so it still could be included in OEB funding in the legislatively approved budget.
Problem with it on that is it would delay the process at this point for them.
We got a lot of time left, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lee.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would presume it wasn't in the governor's budget because he would have had to take staff positions out since this is the staff portion of the money. Is that not the case?
I assume that there may be some other reasons involved, yes.
Yes.
But I think one of the things that I would like to pass on to the body, and I would like to move this out to Ways and Means because I think it's an important piece of material for them. The thing I would like to pass on is that we would like them to make notations as appropriate to ensure that the OWEB is used for the purposes that it was intended. The funding for OWEB be used for the purposes that it was intended, and this could have been some of that area, as I understand it.
Sure.
Yes.
I have to say this, that I do share Representative Cruz's concern at a time, that I know Representative Knoop and I sit on the Public Safety Subcommittee, Ways and Means, and others here, I'm sure, serve on other subcommittees, and it's this is an important project, but and I've identified the port as a potential source of revenue. We've heard why that probably wasn't the case, but notwithstanding that, I'm looking at this in view of the priorities that we're trying to make just today to come up with money to pay indigent defense lawyers more than $40 an hour. They haven't had a raise since 1976, did we hear, Representative Knoop, or 77. And so it's hard for me to agree to spend $750,000 of lottery fund dollars. It really backfills a general fund that could be used for things that we're trying to fund there. So I if OWEB dollars are available, I think that I think that's an appropriate use or should have been planned out further in advance. So I can't support this for that reason.
Okay.
The only way I could vote for this at this point in time is if we sent it down without recommendation and sent it down with a note that the Ways and Means Sub looked through every available means, including this as part of OWEB funding.
Okay.
he just can't stand, we're going to vote the same.
And ultimately, Mr. Chair, I agree this is an important project that needs to go forward, but it needs to go forward with the appropriate funding, and I don't think we have been given the option at this point in time for the appropriate funding. So I think the best we could do would be to make that recommendation to the subcommittee that they look for funding this in the appropriate manner.
Are you making, we got to do something with the Ag Street first.
Make a motion.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I couldn't go along with Representative Cruz's condition because if this money for staffing comes out of the governor's budget in another area, comes out of 1010 plans and it comes out of watershed council coordinators and those kind of staff positions, so I'd like to just send it on like it is.
Okay.
With dash three.
Mr. Chair, I move dash three.
Thank you, Representative Knoll.
You're welcome.
Representative Knoll moves the dash three amendment. Is there any discussion on the dash three? Any objection? Hearing none, so adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'd move House Bill 2683 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Knoll moves the 2683 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means with no recommendation.
No recommendation.
For discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I know Representative Lee doesn't like this, but I'm still going to move that we send a note or advisory.
Are you proposing an amendment?
I'm proposing an amendment that we send a note to the Committee on Ways and Means asking them to look at the potential of funding this through OWEB funds as an appropriate source.
Will you accept that as a friendly amendment?
If the chair so desires.
I think it should be a separate amendment.
It's a separate amendment, Mr. Chair.
It's his motion.
It's an amendment.
No, but we gavel.
No, the amendment was already adopted.
That is
so
true.
This is a separate motion.
He made the motion to move to the floor with no recommendation.
But he's moving to amend the amendment.
After
and you vote on his amendment, and then if it
can't, I've got a motion on the floor.
That's a
Representative Knoll, would you rescind your motion?
There's no motion on the floor.
Yes,
you
there
can,
is.
There is.
Yes,
there is.
No recommendation.
But Mr. Chair, you can make an emotion.
No.
The motion's on the floor.
Yeah.
The effect is to amend his motion if it passes.
Yes,
it fails.
If he wishes to amend Representative Knoll's motion.
Right.
And Representative Knoll wishes to accept that. And Representative Knoll has looked at the chair and asked if he, what his desires were on it. The chair would just as soon leave it with no recommendation. And off, you know, the good representative from Roseburg knows the communication in this building is sufficient to handle that question without putting it on the record. Is that satisfactory? No.
No, not really, Mr. Chair. Representative Knoll made a motion. I moved to amend the motion. The amendment could be voted on by the committee without affecting the main motion.
That's true. I'll accept that.
Okay.
There's an amendment to Representative Knoll's motion to send to Ways and Means without recommendation. And that is that the Ways and Means explore other funding through such things as a simplified statement, but I think that's correct.
Yeah. No.
And discussion on the proposed amendment. Clerk will call a roll.
Representative Knoll?
No.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
No.
Representative
Ford? No.
Representative Dean?
No.
Representative Tobey?
No.
Representative Leonard?
Aye.
Representative Lee?
No.
Representative Jensen?
No. amendment fails. Discussion on the main motion.
Mr. Chair.
President Knope.
I would be happy to send a personal note to the members of the Ways and Means Committee who might hear this bill in the future that, in fact, they look for potentially other funds. And I think other committee members should do the same, and I think we'll be heard on the issue.
I will do the same thing. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, yes. I don't have a problem with other funds. I had the problem with OLEB funds.
Okay. Clerk will call a roll. We're voting on the motion to send to the floor or through Ways and Means with no recommendation.
No.
Yes.
Representative Horst?
Aye.
Representative Knope?
Aye.
Representative Conover?
Aye.
Representative King?
No.
Representative Leonard?
No.
Representative Lee?
Aye.
Chair Johnson?
Yes. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, I'm satisfied with the process. I think the subcommittee will know that we are conflicted on this issue.
Thank you, and we are adjourned.